Well, today we have a guest joining us here in studio, Tina Bakehouse, in with us here this morning as she's representing Golden Hills RC&D. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love being here at KJN.
We talk on the phone periodically about different programs and activities that you have going on through Golden Hills, but don't get a chance to see you in person. So it's nice you had a chance to stop by.
Yes, I'm so glad you invited me into the studio. It's a great place to be.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some getting kids outdoors active and all that kind of stuff. Bicycles, remember those, right?
Yes, absolutely. I remember exactly the first bike I got was a used bike and how it transformed into the Dukes of Hazzard generally, and I'd ride that over and over again all day long.
Yeah, I remember my first one, too. It was a Christmas gift from my mom and dad, and I asked over and over again, did not think it was going to happen, and I was just floored when it did. It was a great opportunity. It's the first chance when you're a young kid that you feel like you have freedom.
Absolutely. Not only the freedom, but that you get to imagine just about anything. That bicycle can transform into a horse, a car, whatever, and just let you explore and see and do.
But with freedom comes responsibility, too. And safety is a big part of that, because we all know how quickly things can turn south when we're having a good time and not paying attention. Bicycle safety, bicycle education issues. You're working on a project right now with Golden Hills, even in the middle of winter, to get the ball rolling a little bit on a bicycle education program.
Yes. So Lance Brisboy, he's the coordinator at Golden Hills RC&D, and he, along with Becca Castle, got this Walmart grant to get to educate Southwest Iowa. And so what this will entail is in the 8 different Southwest Iowa counties, we want to do bicycle rodeos, other fun educational programming in the summer, in the springtime, when that's the hype of to get on your bikes, so that kids can be thinking about how to appropriately drive on the roads, on the trails. I mean, trails are ideal, but how to adhere to traffic signals and to be aware around them, as well as being able to take care of their bikes, because maintenance is part of that too. So that's the first part of what this grant entails. The second part is where we're looking for 3 different pilot projects of different towns that are interested in having us come in and educate about bicycle safety as a driver through the perspective through a driver's ed course. And so we'd love to reach out to different local school districts, if that would be of interest to them, for this next summer to get to have young drivers learn to adhere to the traffic signals, but also be able to tune in around them and not be distracted drivers and be safe.
You know, some things have changed since we were children with regard to bicycles and automobiles sharing the roadways. You know, I remember when we were kids, air conditioning was kind of a luxury in our cars. We had the windows open.
Absolutely.
So we were a little bit more aware of some of our surroundings sometimes, because we could hear some things that were happening out there too. You know, we didn't have all the distractions back then like we have now with cell phones and all those little digital devices and things. It's not just the folks in the vehicles, though, that need to be aware of those kinds of things. As bicyclists, we need to be aware, too, and be watching for those things.
Absolutely, because what we have found, too, at Golden Hills is there's just so many opportunities out there. We have so many beautiful trails, but we're still working on connecting more trails, because we don't have nearly as many as other states in the United States. And so what we have found is more cyclists are wanting to do the byways and be on the roads. And because of that, we have to tune into that need. And so it's just being clear as to what you know, your senses. What do you see? What do you hear? What is around you? And being able to tune into that and be less distracted, because there's noise everywhere all the time. And so it's teaching, how can we tune in all the time?
Well, you know, we go through that in the fall, especially, and in the spring too, with a large farm machinery that's traveling at a different speed and has a different agenda than folks who are in the car. Bicycles, you know, they're going at a slower speed. They probably have a different agenda too, and they're much smaller, sometimes harder to see. And an accident is going to result in something a lot more catastrophic. So it's really important stuff.
Absolutely. It's important to dress appropriately as a cyclist. You know, the bright colors, having the appropriate, when it's dusk, it's probably wise not to be on the road. Mm-hmm. You want bright lights if you do happen to be riding at night. But so that's important as the cyclist, is wearing the helmet, wearing the appropriate attire, wearing bright colors so that you can be visible, but also being on the correct spot on the road, ideally on the shoulder, because it does allow more space. And then as the drivers, it's very important to be going the speed limit, but also looking around, because I'm seeing a lot more, even on Highway 34. It's a busy highway, 92 as well, where we're seeing those cyclists, and it's going slower, just like we do with our big farm machinery.
Absolutely. And in rural Iowa, shoulders aren't always necessarily the greatest places. A lot of them are gravel. They fall off quickly. There's not a lot of room out there if you're just expecting somebody to get over.
That's right. So that's where I think we really try to promote the parks and, you know, utilize your parks, like the Pilot Grove Park. You have a park here, Cold Springs near Lewis. You also have the T-Bone Trail, which is really close. We have the Wabash Nature Trail. Lots of other trails. They're working on Lewis and Clark, the one right in your backyard here by KJN.
The one that heads over to Schilberg Quarry, you bet.
That's right. So you have a lot of opportunities. Even cycling in towns, like on small side streets, is a lot safer than on your big highways.
Absolutely. And why are we talking about all this in the middle of winter?
Well it's so temperate out there, Jim. It's so nice out right now. It's only like 40-some degrees, which is perfect weather for biking.
Yeah, there are some people still out biking this time of the year. But we're preparing right now for all of this activity to happen here in this next year. You are looking for some help.
That's right. And that's why we're talking about it now, because obviously, even though it is December and we're thinking about the hurry flurries of the winter months and the holiday season, this is going to sneak up on us, and it does take some coordination, development, and facilitation time for us at Golden Hills RC&D. So with that, I'm interested in reaching out here to Atlantic, and we would love to come either Atlantic Fest or at a time that works great for this town. That would be an opportunity to bring young people, older adults, everybody in between, to do something fun in terms of cycling. Also, if your school is interested in being one of our three pilot projects, just reach out to us. You can call us at 712-482-3029. Again, that's 712-482-3029. Or check our website. It's goldenhillsrcd.org. goldenhillsrcd.org. Because this program is all about enforcement, education, engineering, evaluation, and encouragement of bicycle safety.
Yeah, and there's also the other positive out of that. We get kids outside in the fresh air doing something physical and getting away from some of those, you know, little electronic digital devices. It's kind of nice to get them outside, get them some exercise, get them moving around, get them socializing.
Absolutely, and connecting with each other. There's nothing better than not only getting that benefit of being outdoors, the fresh air, the vitamin D that you can get naturally, but also the physical activity. We need at least an hour a day of physical activity. But then collaborating and connecting and communicating with your fellow peers and your family.
Absolutely. Get out and have some fun, like we used to do when we were kids. We met a lot of friends just riding our bicycle around the neighborhood, and you'd run into people that you'd never met before, and 2 weeks later, you're buddies, you know, because you're wanting to hook up and go ride bikes again.
Absolutely. And I remember riding my bike. Now, I'd lived in the country, not in the city, but I just remember riding until I could not see on the dirt paths near the fields and getting to see those beautiful Iowa sunsets and just wanting the next day to happen so I could get back on my bike. And so there's nothing better than getting outside and connecting with each other and getting a chance to just ride your bike.
You bet. Let me ask you, though, too. You said that you're looking for perhaps school districts or something like that, maybe community groups, whatever, to partner up with something like that. What would be expected of them?
Well, what we would be interested in is we would have to meet, chat, kind of get the expectations. Like I know you had mentioned earlier in a conversation, the Kiwanis, they do work with helmets, and so that would be a wonderful partnership, or any other youth group. We'd be happy to connect with you. And so it's finding out what the needs are. We'd find that out. And then we would tell you, we're working on the planning and preparation of the actual kind of programming. And then we would be happy to cater to kind of what kinds of things would meet your community needs. And so getting that information would be helpful, because Atlantic is its own community. It's different than Malvern, for example, or Henderson or Griswold. You know, each community has their own what they do and what they find valuable and important. Even though we're all in this together, it's great to personalize it as well.
Absolutely. And you're not looking necessarily for a financial commitment from these folks, because you have this grant opportunity.
That's right. Absolutely. It's just looking for having a group having time and the commitment to meet with us to say, yes, we're interested, and then go from there and we can coordinate event.
Excellent. So if this sounds like something of interest and something that's well worth the time and you'd like to be involved in some way, again, they could just give you a call.
That's right. And that number is 712-482-3029. Again, that's 712-482-3029. And we look forward to working more with the Atlantic and Cass County communities because, again, Golden Hills RC&D, we're all about developing and promoting sustainable experiences to better the quality of life here in Southwest Iowa.
Absolutely. And you can find Golden Hills RC&D in Oakland in the phone books here locally, too. So if you can't remember that number, you can find it real easily or just give us a call. We'll share that information with you. Tina, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always great to be here with you at KJN, the station where your friends are.